With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What a unique concept. You get four black guys and you tell them to actually look for ghosts. Real ghosts. Not the one on power. Ladies and gentlemen, the Travel Channel has a show Friday nights, 9, 8 Central. The Ghost Brothers, they are a premier ghost hunting team. They blend comedy with a straightforward approach to the paranormal as they investigate America's most haunted locations. Here's some of it.
The Ghost Brothers.
Marcus,
yo,
where you at, Marcus?
Downstairs.
Marcus, come here, bro.
Daylon.
Dude, Marcus, listen, bro, I sat down on the couch. Juwan was up there talking to Liddell, and literally it felt like someone on my left-hand side sat down on it.
Bro, let me tell you why that's crazy, because I swear, look at it right now, like it's live right now. You don't see any dust particles, and all of a sudden, right here when y'all were sitting down, out of nowhere,
dust started
stirring
up. A
whole bunch of dust started stirring up.
Is that before or after I hopped up?
Before.
And then I hopped up.
And then you hopped up.
I told you, bro, something literally felt like it sat down right next to me. I've never in my life experienced anything like that. And I just genuinely don't know if I can go back in there like that, man.
Bruh, like our whole point in coming here.
I love how they talk exactly like we were talking the same show.
Yeah, you're funky, baby.
Right. I have Daylon Spratt, Juwan Mass, and Marcus Harvey all in the studio, stars of Ghost Brothers. How are y'all, man?
Oh, man, we living.
Yeah,
we living.
Go hey, well, man. Brother. How are you?
I'm excellent, man.
We're not under inquiry. You know what I'm saying? So we living good.
Right.
Man, I hope
right.
Not
I've been calling.
Not.
I've been calling cats in the Ukraine all day, baby.
That's what you've been doing. You can do that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Elect me on Friday nights at 9 p.m., baby.
Have y'all ran into any Ukrainian ghosts?
No, hey, man, not to my knowledge. We had some Jamaican ghosts, though. Yeah. Some dummies.
What?
Some dummies,
real
talk. Yeah.
What are they called?
Duppies.
Duppies.
Yeah. That's island culture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you noticed the difference between Jamaican ghost and American ghost?
They got a little bit more flavor.
They be like, you're one, what you doing?
They got that shit.
They got a little action. Boo, I say a boo. Boo to ya. Boo to ya.
Man, give me the background for each of you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because, you know, this is not a normal career.
No, not at all.
But it is definitely an intriguing one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you all come to this place in your life where you're hunting and looking for evidence of the paranormal?
Yeah. So for me, Daylon, I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. My mother's a pastor of a church. She's been my head pastor since I was in the third grade.
Wow.
She's still my head pastor. Yeah.
You didn't have no choice?
Yeah, no church. No choice.
You had no choice.
Another pastor.
Listen, right?
Right.
Right. Right.
You had no choice.
When somebody says head pastor,
head pastor.
They Christians for real.
Right. Right. Super right. Saying head pastor.
Exactly. The mother bud and the deacon
right.
Bud.
Right. Exactly.
The youth pastor. You got
right. And the head pastor.
Yeah. But nah, man, so just as we got older, moved to Atlanta, went to Clark Atlanta University, graduated.
Clark.
Exactly. Me and my line brother, Juwan, Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Let's go.
Yeah, you know, Marcus was around the AUC. He's a master barber, so he's mm-hmm. cutting hair all Bevel. Around the AUC.
Bevel. I just mm-hmm. feel like saying that.
Yeah.
Bevel.
And as we got older, I remember just one night watching one of these ghost hunter shows on TV. I couldn't sleep.
Right.
I was like, dang, I ain't never seen no black folks do nothing like this.
Never.
I was like, I wonder why is that?
Well, you really got to ask why?
You have to. Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Yeah. Right?
Because yeah. We never make it out alive in the movie.
Hey, man, it's that black taboo. They already said it's the propaganda, brother.
Y'all right. Are breaking see, stereotypes
yeah,
already.
Man, doing.
Y'all are still alive.
Man, it's for the culture.
We're like
for
the Jackie culture. Robinsons of this whole thing.
You really man. Are.
We're the first.
They're going to have a movie about us.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
They're going to have a movie about us.
We need a day in Black History Month.
With a strong hum.
At least a half a day.
Nah, bro, give me my whole. Make
you
it
want a whole
make
day.
It, make it the 29th.
Okay.
All right. February 29th.
But yeah, we just saw a lane wide open. We was just wondering why. And like I said, we grew up in the church. And like Marcus always said,
hey, man, you know, black folks, we believe in the Holy Ghost. And that's the only ghost we believe in.
Right.
Come on, church.
Only ghost. Right.
The only ghost.
Amen.
So we had this idea. We didn't see any representation of ourselves anywhere on TV doing this. And we thought, why not try it? We never in a billion years thought it would have led to a TV show and doing it in front of the world. But, man, God just truly blessed this journey.
Now y'all got instruments.
Yeah.
We not broke no more, man.
We got a budget.
It's a budget. You know how it goes.
So, you know, we had our stuff on layaway at first. I'm just playing. No,
you're serious.
No, I'm dead serious. But had that joint on layaway, but now we done got a little budget now. So it's good. I mean, and the good thing about this season is we actually go into homes, you know, and actually deal with the people, like, specifically and about their family. Because, you know, typically if you've had any type of experience with the paranormal, it's been at your house. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody tells us about, like, yo, I had this situation in the crib. I feel like somebody's in there. So we just had so many people reaching out to us. They were like, yo, we might as well just kind of merge it and just go ahead and do it. So we started going to people's homes and just started making sure that we can get those homes cleaned. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we just wanted to make it a conversation that people can talk about. Yep. People choose to not talk about spirits.
Sure.
Like, ghosts are like roaches. Like, everybody has
everybody
them.
Got
but
them.
Nobody ever wants to admit to having them, man. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we just want to make that conversation comfortable and let people know, like, there are spirits and you can handle it.
Yeah. For this one, we're actually going to haunted homes. We bring our equipment like you were talking about. We like to put on for the hip-hop culture because we all love music.
Right.
So we nicknamed some of our equipment after some of hip-hop references. So we have a dog that is essentially like that does – it's like an EMF, so it picks up on electromagnetic field and energy, mm-hmm. right? We call it Nate Dog.
I like that.
Yeah. We got we do a digital voice recorder, and so that's for us to capture EVPs in the field. And those are electronic voice phenomenons. We call that notorious EVPs.
Love it.
You know, so this is just one of those things that it all brought us together, but we love it. We
Trying
love
to
it.
Bridge culture
Bridging.
With something that black folks don't never typically do, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and trying to do it excellent. You know, with us, like, especially being in this, being the first kind of, like, the first brothers doing it, you know, we have a lot to kind of hold our heads up to. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to get on there and people think that you're doing some huckabuck stuff, you know, cooling, sucking and jiving. So we really make sure that we keep it all the way educated, keep it, like, fluent. We crack our jokes. We stay in the culture. You know what I'm saying?
You keep it authentic.
Keep it authentic. Sure. And that's why I think that it really even hits home even more because, you know, with three brothers, like, we have a lot on stake with just the way we carry ourselves that we're not going to be out here faking. So, yeah.
I love it.
Tell me about it. You said you believe in this stuff.
I believe in all of it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You've had an experience?
Come on.
Man, who hasn't had an experience, man? Right. I mean, seriously. I remember when Bobby Brown came out. Has Bobby Brown called y'all yet?
Not yet.
Because you know he...
If Bobby Brown calls, we're picking up. I'm going to tell you right now.
He had sex with a ghost.
Exactly. We heard about that.
Right, and I think it was more than once.
But you got to be careful with that, because you can get an STD.
That's a spiritually transmitted disease. Yeah, you got to watch out for those spiritually transmitted diseases.
Get that holy class.
They stick with you.
On the other side, let's talk about the real families that you work with and how you're able to bring some level of solution and peace to those families. We got more on the other side. I'm in the studio with Ghost Brothers, premier ghost hunting team, Travel Channel. This airs Friday nights, 9, 8 Central. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. In the studio, Daylon Spratt, Jawan Mass, Marcus Harvey, also known as Travel Channel's Ghost Brothers. Thank you all for staying in the studio. We have listeners that got questions. Another season?
Man,
from their lips to God's ears.
Yeah, y'all keep watching this show. Make sure y'all tune into this special.
Yeah. That's right.
Finale.
Yeah.
We will season finale this Friday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And that airs 9, 8 Central.
Yes.
What are the, give me a hint, man. What are the ghosts we're running into this Friday?
Ooh, this is actually one of my favorite cases,
solid.
So we're actually going to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
There's a bed and breakfast in New Hampshire.
Okay.
This husband and wife get married and move in and run this bed and breakfast. The husband passes away.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, the wife remarries and brings the new husband into this bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has this love triangle between her dead husband and her current husband.
What kind of things are happening to the family living there?
You got Skip the husband. He's popping up literally in every room.
Every
so
room.
Like what? Lights cutting off, people feeling touch. You seeing figures walk by. We brought our equipment in. His name popped up on everything.
Everything.
Coming on the radio.
His name pops up.
Skip.
And not only that, but
are you serious?
We have an instrument called the ovilus.
Okay.
And the ovilus pulls words from the dictionary using environmental energy.
Okay.
Right? And this particular piece of equipment said Skip's name multiple times in the basement of his bed and breakfast. Yeah.
The science behind your equipment is that you fundamentally believe that spirits are basically energy.
Right.
Right.
Everything.
In order to interact with humanity, they basically utilize energy to do so.
Exactly.
That's why these instruments can pick up things that we cannot
see with the naked eye.
Right. Exactly. Or necessarily hear.
Right.
But this episode, we're actually, this property is also a part of the Underground Railroad too, so it has a lot of like crazy elements. It's like a president even stayed there before, so it's amazing. This is a really good episode, and then we have the second part of the episode is St. Paul, I think.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
So a family has some crazy things going on in there.
They live in an area that was tormented by gangsters back in the day. So they believe that some of the old-timey gangsters from that area are still in that area and just so happen to be trapped on their property.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
But it's like a generational haunting going on at this property. So the son that currently lives there with his wife and kids, he grew up in it, but his dad experienced the same level of hauntings there. So he never told his wife until like they kind of started living in this property. And now the family's being tormented. Like, they're terrified to even explain these occurrences. So, for us, it was, like, really, like, a lockdown set.
Yeah, we call that a tri-gen.
It was a tri-gen.
Tri-generation. Yeah. If your granddaddy experienced it, the son experienced it, now the grandchild is experiencing it, y'all might just need to move, right?
That's what I was saying, right?
You're sharing property now.
Right. What do you do for these families who need peace?
So, we have several things that we do. First, we stay at the whole weekend. We investigate.
That's scary.
And that's scary. Sometimes these
couches. Can't trust everybody's couch.
You can't trust it, man. They be having cats and stuff, but nonetheless. Got allergies. Excuse me. But nonetheless, man, we stay the whole weekend. We investigate, see what happened on that property. Dalen goes and does research. Me and Juwan do some research about the land, properties, and things of that nature. One night, then we'll start bringing in, like, mediums. We've had psychics come through. To cleanse the area.
Mm-hmm. Like, we don't just come in and stir up stuff. Yeah. We try to figure out why what's going on is happening. So like Marcus said, we'll send people out to go. One of us will go out to look through the property records, look through death certificates.
Right.
Look through all of that stuff to see.
So you do your history.
You got
exactly.
to.
Right.
And then we're going to bring somebody to come cleanse it. They're going to either pray, they're going to do some type of ritual, bring some stones, sage, smudge.
You ever brought a deacon board?
And now listen, if we brought a good deacon board.
Right. All you need is a good deacon board, that's it.
Yeah.
You gotta bring it up in a steward board meeting and be like, listen,
that's right.
Can I get the deacon's approval to come out?
Right.
Like, but not everybody needs cleansing. Sometimes it's just they need confirmation. Yeah. Sometimes they just want to feel like they're not crazy. So we come in and we offer that.
I think that's very legitimate because when someone is suffering, there's a big part in psychological sciences called acknowledgement, right? Mm-hmm. And when we acknowledge the pain, or when someone acknowledges our pain, somehow the pain seems a little less.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's a dynamic you all bring to every house you go to. You validate that there is something going on here, even if we can't quite explain all of it.
Yeah. Right.
You're not crazy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even in this conversation, I mean, there's people listening right now who probably definitely have, like we said, just the odds, have some paranormal stuff going on at their home and ain't telling their, you know, their roommates or not telling, you know, their coworkers or just having those stuff going on. And, you know, we just letting you know that it's out there. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of families, pretty much all the families we've helped have had children.
Yeah.
And so that's, you have a little 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old dealing with stuff that they can't talk to their friends about.
That's right.
And so you got these guys coming in that look nothing like them but are accepting them and, you know, agreeing with them and letting them know that they're not crazy. Like, it just makes them feel that much better.
We tell them, man, we like to offer up warm embraces. We just hugging these people, man. Hugging these people, literally and figuratively. Like, let's welcome everybody in and spread this love.
Do any of these ghosts travel with you?
Man,
no.
No. Because, like, the Holy Spirit made it.
He said, man, listen.
Bro, I'm married. My wife don't, she don't want no side ghosts. She be like, nah,
none
who,
of that.
Who's boo? Who's boo?
You right. got one boo, Marcus.
Like, nah, like, no,
I'm
she don't want none
boo.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Is like, that a fear?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's why we pray before every, like, bro, like, we pray before we go into the house every time we go into the house. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like we'll pray one time for the whole weekend. We'll be like, Father God, we come to you again.
Right.
Because we're walking in this place. When we leave, we're covering ourselves, you know, cleansing ourselves, telling whatever's in there, you know, to stay there or to leave, you know, to be cleansed or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, what's crazy about it is nothing has ever followed any of us home. But, like, living regular life, say you're trying to date or something, and once the woman finds out what we do for a living,
she gets spooked.
Oh my gosh, you would think you got an STD for real.
Yeah.
Like, well, obviously, bring nothing in my house.
I know, so obviously you all date black women.
Oh, for sure.
Because
I'm married,
sister.
I'm married to a sister.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, that's a tough sale, bro.
Hey, man, listen.
Yeah. But, you know, but we're employed, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
She's
gangfully.
Like, we're
gangfully employed. Like,
okay.
With the budget.
Yeah, with the budget, with the budget. So, you know, there's bags being bought for that. So,
have you all traveled out of the country yet or plan to? Well, travel out of the country?
Yeah, we traveled to Jamaica. Okay. So that's how we experienced the Jamaican ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the new show being on Travel Channel, we're welcoming opportunities of international. So
I would
love to go to Europe. I would love to go.
Because people die everywhere. They die on beaches.
They do.
Five-star
Fiji.
Somebody died in Fiji.
I just prefer warmer climates to investigate in. I'm going to be honest.
Right. Equipment works better.
Italy has an island, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. This is amazing and intriguing. And you all are remarkable at what you do, and you're good people. And so I encourage all of the listeners, make sure you check out the season finale on the Travel Channel this Friday, 9/8 Central. This Friday, 9/8 Central. And then you all have a live ghost hunting situation.
Yes.
Next Friday,
for four hours.
This is like, when you say live, this is basically live streaming, but on TV.
Yes.
You can actually,
I think they're actually going to be able to allow you to follow via Facebook. Travel channels like Facebook Live.
Nice.
And ask questions and be able
to not do with live now.
Yeah.
And it's, right. You're going to see the truth.
And this is at Salem, right?
It's Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah. You familiar with the witch trials?
Oh, yeah.
19
absolutely.
People were hanged or executed due to like practicing witchcraft.
Dang, I should have paid attention in high school, bro.
Man, you got to read that book.
I think it was like 1700s.
Yeah. It's going to be deep.
Well, that's when there was a real fear about mystics, those that were external of traditional Christianity, and really women who were, as we will call today, women empowerment experts or women empowerment coaches. Some of these witches, and I'm using air quotes, were simply very powerful women.
Right.
They were strong and independent.
They were afraid of
this
woman leadership.
That's right. So they would throw them into the bin and call them a witch and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for what you're doing, man.
Man, thank you.
Man, thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, brother. I'm looking forward to this show on Friday, man. All right.
Appreciate it.
And y'all be praying for us on October the 4th because it's live. So what y'all watching, we're really going through it.
Pray for me all the time.
Yeah,
I'm welcoming all
deacon,
prayers.
Bring
don't show none of my blessings.
Right now. Bring that deacon board in there
right now. That's right. How can people follow you on social media?
Man, you got me, Daylon Spratt, on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
This is The Marcus Harvey on Instagram, The Barberstar on Twitter.
You got Juwan Mass on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.